are back. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. This is our last segment. I am your host today, Teddy Parrish, joined by Mark Bendinelli, Troy Harmon, and Nicholas the Kid. Antonucci, he hates that when I do that, folks. But
oh no, I don't.
He's a smart young whippersnapper. Guys, we had a question about brands versus stocks, and I don't know if we have enough time to answer that. Give it the full credit that we need to. But you know, the question is, I've seen a lot of advertising lately hinged on a company providing stellar customer service, and their question is. Is there a correlation between companies that have good customer service reputation and stock prices? Most interestingly, I don't even know if that's a word, are there any companies notorious for bad service that are actually good stocks to buy?
I'll just tell you, I mean, overall, my thought on this whole situation is if you've got a management that wants the best company ever, I mean, you want it to be profitable, you want things to, you want sales to grow, you want earnings to grow. They're going to go from start to finish and try to get the company so that you have the best customer service and that it shows up on the bottom line.
Yes.
I mean, start to finish. So in that regard, you would have to say yes. But if you look through, and some of the companies that I looked into regarding this particular question were the financials, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank Corp., some of those guys, if you think about what actually has made them a good or a bad investment, it doesn't necessarily have to do with customer service. It's really how management takes care of the basic business in the end. You've got Wells Fargo on one hand that's renowned to be a high-quality company. They're into mortgages. You know, they're obviously a bank. They've got reasonable customer service. You could probably find some anecdotal evidence to the contrary here and there. But it's one of those. It's a Warren Buffett company.
So basically, you don't want to confuse the investor class with the customer side of it. Sometimes the two blend because you know if you have bad customer service, you will have a lower profitability.
Right.
Nobody's
going
to pay for a service where you know. Where service is bad,
right.
But at the same time, the investor is focused on profitability, and that's what drives the stock price.
Exactly.
And sometimes when you have bad service, it's because you're not employing as many people, and that helps drive your profits. You have less overhead. You have less salaries to pay.
Right.
One company I looked into was Spirit Airlines. It's a no-frills carrier. Spirit charges up to $100 to carry on a bag, not check a bag, to carry it on.
Wow.
They also charge you to check your bag. They don't even give you a free Coke or pretzels. They charge you for those, too.
Can you sit down on the flight at least?
They do.
Strap you into the walls.
They'll let you sit down, but you got to pay for extra legroom, too.
Holy cow.
So
bring your own lawn chair.
Exactly. What many have said before, some investors should have shot those Wright brothers down when they took over. But seriously, Spirit may be that exception to the rule. With all those charges, that's straight to the bottom line. And these add-on luxuries, quote-unquote, they've been flowing to Spirit's bank the whole time. Their investors have made about 45% since the company went public just a couple years ago.
In line with that, I mean, all companies don't stay great forever. Every company has a hiccup and has its turn in the barrel. In that same industry, Southwest Airlines was considered a darling, good customer service and everything. But its stock's taking a dump. They bought out AirTran, which I don't think it's been totally integrated yet.
Right.
But Johnson & Johnson is another example of a company that's great, customer service is great, but all of those recalls, you know, created a huge issue for them. They lost a lot of respect from the investor class.
Right. Well, if you back up to the example you were talking about with Southwest Airlines, it's widely accepted that much of their profitability for a couple of years there where fuel was going through the roof, they had hedged it long, you know, when no one else had done so.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be a good manager in that respect and maybe not so in the other.
A quick last example, I looked at AT&T and Verizon, two companies, you know, most of us can relate to, whether it's through your cell phone or your internet. I have personal experience with both, and Consumer Reports votes Verizon number one in customer service.
What's your personal opinion, Nick?
Which one? Go Verizon, man. Too many problems with AT&T. But if you look at the two, Verizon has been rated better for service. And if you compare the two stocks, AT&T hands down looks like the cheaper or more timely investment right now. So you can't necessarily say that the best in customer service will be the best investment in all cases.
I think what investors need to do is don't go into a store and just because you like the product, buy it. A lot of people do that, you know, but you have to make sure you look at the balance sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Look at their income statement. Look at what.
Don't fall in love with the product.
Exactly.
And assume that it's the company or the investment.
Yeah, right? A good company does not always make a good investment.
Right. Yep. And quite often they're expensive. I think of Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Might be a great service, but it's really expensive.
Yeah, and hard to explain why it's expensive, too.
Right.
Well, I think that's about it, guys. What do you think the market's going to do next week?
I say up.
I say up as well.
I say down because that stupid sequestration.
This is Money Talks. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.